This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Fast food is an indelible part of our food landscape. It has forever altered the way we approach eating and the way we think of food. It means that unlike our parents or grandparents, we don't have to plan ahead to figure out what's for dinner tonight. But fast food companies need to keep an eye to the future, including ways to keep young customers interested, young customers demanding fresher, tastier, healthier food. NPR and Youth Radio have teamed up to explore the changes in the food industry. Here's NPR Business and Planet Money correspondent Sonari Glinton.
Going to the grocery store, going to a Whole Foods or a Plum Market and having a glass of wine while you're eating at the salad bar, that is a really regular thing. It's not just happening in Ann Arbor and in Michigan, but it's happening all over the country and even in small towns and places where you wouldn't expect.
I talked with Sonari and with Youth Radio Storm White, looking into how economic and social forces are changing the food business. They're calling their series of reports Fast Food Scramble.
One of the things that we did this time was we went to Youth Radio and we said, what are you interested in and what kind of stories are you interested in? And the young people came back, and that has really been the cool thing, is engaging people where they are and working with reporters who are at a high level but 17.
And what are the big questions that you are exploring in these series of reports, Sonari?
Well, one of the things that's interesting about how our food culture has changed is that, you know, we would have thought that when the economic collapse happened, that that would have been a great time for fast food, right? It's inexpensive and things like that. But that didn't happen. And as we came out of the downturn, we saw that breakfast was one of the few places where the food companies were doing well. And as we are coming out of the economy, we would expect these companies to be rebounding, and they are now this year, but they've been going through this sort of weird sort of existential angst, trying to figure out who they are and what they mean to the new consumer.
So talk to us a little about the fast food chains that we see in Michigan. So we've seen that pattern that, as you say, you would think that an economic collapse would really be a big boost. But at the same time, we're seeing such an uptick in people who want, you know, locally sourced food, and they want it to be healthy and they want it to taste real.
Yeah, I mean, a few years ago, you know, if just a name drop, say Zingerman's in Ann Arbor, the provenance of where this cheese came from, you might like joke about it. You know, that was a new edgy thing. But now when you go to a grocery store, they're like, this cheese comes from blank. You know, we want to know where our food comes from. We want to know that it's fresh. And that's why looking at it being made in front of us is really important. The rise of the grocerant. We want things quick. The grocerant is when, you know, at like, say, Plum Market, and you go and you get a salad. Or you can have food, or at any of the grocery store chains, almost all of them now do it. And they're becoming a bigger and bigger part of the profits of grocery stores because we're buying less of the food in the aisles.
And when we're talking about fast food, air quotes here, for the purposes of these reports, fast food scramble, so you're talking about the big names, the Burger Kings, the McDonald's, the, you know, the Pizza Hut, the KFCs that really help define fast food. But you're also talking about these grab and go at the grocery stores and convenience stores.
Well, what's interesting is that there's all this room. So when I was a kid, you only had a couple of choices, right? Yeah. When my mom was making dinner for me, it was you could buy food out at a chain, and it was usually Chinese takeout. Literally, these were almost only the possibilities. Chinese takeout, pizza, and the burger and chicken joints. I mean, there weren't that many more options. Then there was she could make food at home or have a frozen dinner. But now you can go to a grocerant where there's go to the grocery store and there's food prepared. You can have your food delivered to you. Companies like Uber are getting into the game, along with Grubhub and all those other places. They're filling in these gaps between, you know, cooking dinner for yourself and sitting down at a high-quality restaurant. The cafeteria and the automat, two things that we thought would have been as dead as the Etzel, are really, really right here, and they're really important in part because of labor costs.
Stormwide, I'm curious, what interested you and the Youth Radio team about this story? I guess what? Fast food. What's not to love, right?
Well, I can say that as a student, one of the hardest things for me personally is finding a healthy meal that is not so expensive that I can have access to. And I think that working at Youth Radio with young people, that's something we can kind of relate to, is that easy meals are hard to find without breaking your pockets as a young person. So I think that's what interested us as a group.
And speaking of not breaking your wallet, tell us about this interactive map, Storm, that you and the team have developed and this $5 challenge.
Well, the young people at Youth Radio decided that they wanted to challenge people in finding cheap food in their area that isn't necessarily fast food or traditional fast food, and to turn that information into something really cool, an interactive map.
How can we interact with your map?
So it's really easy. All you have to do is send a picture on Twitter or Instagram of your favorite $5 meal. In your description, make sure to tell us what it is, where you bought it, how much you paid for it, and use the hashtag $5 challenge. You'd have to spell out the word dollar and use the number 5. And don't forget to mention us at Youth Radio.
Sonara, can we really have fast food with a conscience?
Of course you can. It just costs more money. And there is so much technology and economies of scale. As we demand things of these gigantic food conglomerates, they are responding. I mean, McDonald's is responding, has responded to calls from people who wanted more sustainable approaches to doing fast food. I mean, these big companies, we're their customers, we're their dollars, and what we put in our body is important, and letting them know what we want. And we've been doing it with our dollars and our pocketbooks. That's why the fast casual boom is so big. That's why companies, I mean, we look at a place like Panera or Chipotle now and like, oh, it's just Panera or Chipotle. But when you realize these were global changes that happened to get fresh food that you can look at in front of you. And right now, that is where everything is. That is where all the churn in the industry is. The number of people who come into restaurants is down. It's down at fast food restaurants. But the number of people going into these fast casual places, and they range fast casual, like I said, ranges from everything from Chipotle to Panera Bread to Zingerman's to, any number of smaller restaurants. I mean, to fill in the gaps. And that's really where it is we're looking, all of us are looking for a meal at 4 o'clock. We don't know what time, at 4 o'clock, 80% of us don't know what we're having for dinner.
That's amazing.
And, right? You can get a healthy meal in Michigan right now if you want to. And there's either the technology is bringing it to you or you're demanding it of the people who exist already.
Fast Food Scramble can be heard through the month of May during All Things Considered here on Michigan Radio. And then, of course, Storm White and the team at Youth Radio have produced this interactive map and the $5 challenge. Very fun. Sonara Glinton with NPR and Storm White is with Youth Radio. And again, it's the Fast Food Scramble and the $5 challenge. Thanks so much to both of you for being with us on Stateside.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.